In a series of tweets, the president says the military will no longer, quote, accept or allow transgender individuals to serve. Gina Duncan with Equality Florida says it's overt discrimination against the transgender community.
It's alarming and it's dangerous because where does it stop? Where does the discrimination end? Who's next? What demographic, what part of our community that this administration wants to marginalize, who's going to be the next target?
Only a year ago, the Department of Defense reported that openly transgender service members caused no disruptions. Equality Florida says the message is, quote, unacceptable. For WFSU News, I'm Morgan Danford.